Eman Kim Yoy, he a Toyra. He had a day a Toyra, Yuchel Yitzkara, and his David Boy, and the Hashri Shkinosa Bailu. Chin Omer Chazal, Alichas Oilem, and Antika Alichas El Alochas, Slaim Shalichas Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Oilem, and the Alochas Shoshoinem Hilchas HaToyra, the day, the Toyra Mashem Lekusa Yisborach. Ah, yeah, you did it. Shvil HaToyra. Toyra is a shvil, Toyra is a path. Zeh Yehi Oir, Slaim Shinosa Nan Toyra, Hanikra Toyra Oir. Ra'oz Vayihi Oir. Omer Chazal, Oir Dekvah Hava. Vayihi Oir is, Vayihi is a Loshem, Kilo, Vayihi, and it was. Mashmah, it was in the Ovar. So Yehi is Mashmah, it should be. And Vayihi means it was. If it was already, why should it be? So in the Dr. Mishnah, Yehi Soifah, Yehi Mat Soifah. It's Lema Kalan Shomah, Soi Klunim, Boi B'chalan Avram, Yehi Roish, Vat Soifah. Hachach in Nismasa, Kemosai, Stalka in Shomas, V'noflu Be'imke HaKlipas. That's the Bechina. Well, also Lovai, Kshiyova Mashiach, Tikkun Odom Arishoin, Yuchzur Kol HaNashomas, Kashi Yizbay LaKamon, Ozeu, Oyer de Kvahava. So what's the Pshat? Mom, the Emma says there was an Oyer. There was an Oyer already. What's an Oyer? Oyer is Behirus. Right, as Behir. Shad is Be'em is the other Rishon was created. The Ma'anik of Behir is what's up Behir. Everybody's in Shama is a Kol and Adam Rishon is in Shama. He belongs there, he belongs there. A Kol and Makoy Ma'yov and B'shol. What does it mean Noflu? Well, they are Chet and Rishon, they Noflu, they fell into Bilbo. They fell into Bilbo. And there's two ways of learning Torah. There's learning Torah by Behir and there's learning Torah by Bilbo. What's the Ikka limit of Torah? You can't say Ikka limit of Torah is Behir, because otherwise what's Talmud Bavli doing? The Pasuk says, what's Baal Kli Hashem Shebol Al Hashem? Targum of Bovel and Bol Al Hashem is Bilbil. The Ikatayr came through Bilbil. So these are the two Tkufas. It's Adam Lefnechet, and then the Babli is taking us out of the Bilbil. Halacha is straight. That's what he said. Halacha is a Shvil. In other words, what's the Shleimus Tikatayr? The Shleimus Tikatayr is to go into the Bilbil and to come out with Halacha. That's the Shleimus Tikatayr. That's the Shleimus Tikatayr learning. That's the godless of the Rambam. The Rambam went into everything. One hand is the Muslimdish Sefer that there is, and Sacheni is the Sefer Halachas Halachas, as he calls it. That's the Shleimus building. Or the Vayihi or the way it was everything was straight. I mean, everything was Halacha Lamaisa, Adam Rishon. Kolaitz Agol Achal Toichon. Everything was Adam Rishon, not for the Echet Leitadas. Everything is like Halacha Lamaisa. But the Echet Adam Rishon. And then all the neshamas fell by Inka Klippas. Inka Klippas means that the only way to get them out. What does it mean? Neshama falls into Klippas. This is a bilbul of toiv and ra. That's the itadas toiv and ra. And the toiv is stuck in the ra. So it's a bilbul. It's confusion. The person's walking in the he's a oir. He's walking in the choshes. So it's a big bilbul. See, that's why you got to go town Bavli. Ramis was a choshech like a Talmud. As I state in Gemara, the Machshakim Yeshivani, the Talmud Bavli, Pasuk in Eicha. What's the Pshat? It's a limud that went in and found all the Oyers, took everybody out of the Oyer. To make a Shvil, like, you need to begin with Talmud Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is Taka Halach, right? How is Yerushalmi written? There's a Mishnah, there's Halach Aleph, Halach Beis, Halach Gimel. Yerushalmi is Halacha. Shalmi is Shaykh Teretz Yisrael, Paltrin Shalmelech, Shema Oilam Naizoza Ashkhina Mikos Lama Rabin, Oilam Naizoza Ashkhina. In other words, there's one chelik in the Oilam, it's the Shaykh to Adam Rishon Lefneachet. It's the Shaykh to Adam Rishon Lefneachet, that's the Or, the original Or. The original Or, that's the Bissim English. There, everything's Halacha, Halacha. There's no Bilbil in Yerushalmi. Bavli is not a Bilbil. There is Bilbil. But the whole Bilbil is, the whole Bilbil is, it's taking everything out of, taking the Or out of the Choshech. Terence of Makora, I once wanted to say Achmais, I don't know if she can help me or find a Makor for it, I'm scared to say it. Oh, but there's no Bavli in Zeroin. On Brochus, there's no Bavli in Zeroin, there's Yerushalmi in Zeroin. What's the Pshat? So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that the whole Zeroin is Bilbil. Right, what's Zeroin? Tumai is Bilbil, Klaim is Bilbil. What's Truma? What's Tevel? Tevel is Truma B'chulim Aravin Zebazeh. The whole Indian of Zeroim is the whole Indian of it. It's a bulbul de gezach. Mele Bavli can't even vara a bilbul dikazach. Yerushalmi goes straight. Yerushalmi is halach halacha. Yerushalmi goes straight into the chakira. What tevel is? Is tevel chulin truma merovin zevaze? Or was it no? Well, you're making a tikkun. So it's a tzad that the whole inyan of Seyed Zeraim is a bilbul. If it's a bilbul, it's only Yerushalmi can be mevara. Yerushalmi is halichas oilam. Yerushalmi is the bechinas halacha. Halach aleph, halacha beis. However, the Bavli is you're pouring a bilbul onto a bilbul. Yerushalmi can't be mevara. Bavli can't even vary. Say this wrong. I don't know if it's Emes. I'm just another one's fella. I don't know why. They should be mind in the car first. I'm scared to say it. It's like a pelle de gazach. They should be more Yerushalmi. I mean, Bavli is ikka chochmas of Torah. So mech teisa Yerushalmi, there should be lomdus in Israel. Full of lomdus. The Teretz is that the Bavli has to go into is Bilbil. So you can't take Bilbil and go into Bilbil. The whole Indian of Zeraim, the whole Indian of Seyed Zeraim is the Bechinas Bilbil. So that's an akuda that Yerushalmi has the koyach, such a clarity, and such a behirus, and such a Bechinas Eitzachayim, that Yerushalmi can go and be Mavar Zeraim. Suffolk, Lulid Mistafina. Oh, but that's the vote. The vote is he or vai he or about that it was. Other Marishan Dikatoira is a halacha Dikatoira, it's a halichas ayun Dikatoira. Afterwards, you have to make a new vai he or. A new year. Why? Because through the chet, everything fell into bill. Everything fell into imke and kubus. Choshech Noor is morofim b'zev. It's a new type of Torah. It's a bilbo dikatak Torah. The greatest poysik is a poysik who walks through the sugis and comes aloch alamasa. He finds the or and he puts the or back on track. And poysik doesn't go into the chimik. A bilbo, igus moshe. Every tshuva is a sheklali. Yerushalayim and Achrayim, so it's a Maidik of Gadlus. It's a Gadlus, so you're going into the Bilbul, you're going into Bava, and you're coming out with Yerushalmi. And you can pass an Allah Chalamayasa. That's a Maidik of Gadlus. Somebody who's learning Bavli is Kulei Lomdus, Sadaki is being Mevara Oirus. Somebody only learns halacha, so he won't be able to be mevara. He doesn't get a tainig. For the halacha that you mention, you see a less tainig that you mention. But even klali, somebody only likes halacha. Some people leibidik achvay. Some people they can't learn just halacha. More people who avodas Hashem is less tainuk dik, they're more into halacha. They're already mevura. They're learning a mevura dikazach. But tainuk dikazach is going to explain. Tainuk dikazach is a tainuk where you first go in and you mevulbel at first. And you come out. You come out of us. That's a tainuk dikatoy. The other original everything was mesudar. That's the original order. Now the Rabbi Shalom being mitzave yehior, in other words, going to the choshech and find out, and then vayehior, and then restore it back to the dark of the Mishnah. Avad laz ad lavoy, and everything is going to be restored back, and everything is going to be moving me'elav. However, that's the shaychus to other Mishnah. Everything fell in Bilbil. You needed to tell the Bavli. Zev ayala kim asar kitayr tzlam kshirah kachvarchu shalem dim tayr lishma lishum pniya. What does a pniya mean? A pniya literally means a turning. In this lashon, a pniya means a negia, right? It doesn't end with negias. Pniyas, for kovod, for whatever. What does the word pniya mean? Pniya means tase pniya, the small. So what's the pshat? Pshat is that's the opposite of a path. I mean, what's a path? A path has to be straight. If you take me, I want to get somewhere. You take me on a path that goes like this, you're not taking me on a path. You might have paved it, you might have marble. It's not a path. A shvil has to be somewhere that takes me. There's no pniyas, loyli min, v'loy le smoyl. That's a pniya. So somebody doesn't tell you without pniya means he's making a halichas oilam. That means he's learning a adam rishon dikatoyr. With pniyas, that's the hapshad is that it's not a technical problem to learn Torah with pniyas. Technical problem. You don't Torah pniyas, you'll get lost. The vote of not learning Torah pniyas is you're karech mikan lakan. You'll never get to halacha. And you're more mobile than you ever were. The person doesn't know where the path is. So he's more mobile. If you get to the path, you get to the Parashas Rachim, you know where you're going. If you don't get to the path, you don't know where you're going. So he's learning Torah with pniyas. So what's the Torah doing to him? You're not getting anywhere with the Torah. That's a negia. But if the person learns Torah, he's mixed with Chor and Choshech. So he can have a pniya. Right? He can have a pniya. So the whole vart is a person can learn Torah without pniya. If you're learning Torah without a pniya, means you're learning Torah on a path, on a straight path. And then you'll get there. That's called learning Torah Lishma. And that's Seichel Toiv. Reishis Chacham Yiras Hashem, Seichel Toiv. Toiv means that's the Ora. The Ora Toiv is the Aragonis, which is stuck in the Ra. Without a Pnia, that's the Ora Toiv. As soon as he gets Pnia, then he gets lost. He'll never reach the Maskana. And then he gets stuck. Vayavda lelekim bin Ha'or. Heim Yisrael bin Ha'choshach hein Ha'omas Oilam. That's the Nakuda. It's a Mardik Nakuda. The person doesn't feel Sipuka unless he feels he's going somewhere. If he doesn't feel he's going somewhere, he'll never feel Sipuka. Taka, there's no Sipuka. He's lost the whole vort. Somebody learns Torah Lashem Pania. Somebody learns Torah Shalom Shalom. He'll never feel he's walking along the Mahalach. He'll never feel his whole Torah is, you know, for the Drosha tomorrow. And so after that Drosha, he got nowhere. In Torah, he got nowhere. He's not moving, he's not going, there's no shvil. Somebody learns Torah Lashma, the whole time feels he's on a shvil. The person feels he's on a shvil, however long the path he's going to take. He's on the path. That's the importance of learning Torah Lashma. Those are the birurim. So it's a das toy bara, it's a das where you've got to go into the choshech, you've got to go into the umas oilam, you've got to go into the umas oilam, and then you're mavar toy. That's the it's a das toy bara. Krala kim lo arini nun ki yom ha-chazal mokam shpali tshuva oin emein tzadik imor yuchayim na'amba. Hatamu ki yisro chochem en ha-sichlis ki yisro na'oim en ha-choshech. Shilu le ha-choshech lo yenik ha-tayni gore akra. Le ha-choshech mevin im tayni gore v'tivim. Vorchen, that's the mechina of about tshuva. He goes into the union of Tainagor. He goes into the union of Tainagor. The Tainagor person can only get from going into the Choshech. You've heard this before. What's the Oymek? Why can't the person get Tainug if he's learning straight out Halacha without going into the Bilbil of Tainug Bafu? Why can't you do that? Shat is that Tainug is when you're yearning for something. That's Tainug. Tainug is Taiva for something. The Oyer, person goes into Balan's Talmud Bavli, there's a Mardika Oyer in there. And that Oyer is what is yearning to get out. So a person connects to that Oyer, what's he connecting to? He's connecting to a tzipia, he's connecting to a yearning. You know, it's like you want to see what real Taiva, Kilo Moshel, you want to see what real Chukka is, go to jail. Why? Because you see there are people who are yearning to get out. You understand what real yearning is. Anybody who's trapped, then you see real yearning to go back to the Shoyrish. Go back to the Shoyrish. That's real yearning. Emma's a person who's trapped. He has to have a Mardika, has to have a Mardika yearning. He doesn't have a yearning. His mom is trapped. In other words, the aura and the chas v'shalom being extinguished. The person is in the aura, so he's always yearning to go out. He's trapped. Anybody trapped is yearning. So when you learn the Torah where there's a bilbul of aura and choshech, then when you learn the Torah, the aura you meet up with is the aura that has a tshuka to go back to the shayrish. That's a tainuk. Then you learn, you find that aura, you take that aura out, because then you feel that tainuk. Like you rescue somebody from jail, you see where Emes Dekat tainuk is. He had a mordekat tzipia, and you took him out. But a person doesn't go into the choshech, doesn't know what tzipia means. You don't know what tzipia, you haven't got a tzipia, you haven't got a yearning. I haven't got a yearning. So you don't know what time it is. Says, only when a person is out of goes into a dark place and then comes out, then he can appreciate. As he's yearning, and you're yearning, and then you get taken out. So yearning. It's the same Nakuda. The Yisra and the Oyem and the Choshech. Yisra and the Oyem and the Choshech, that Oyem was always there in the Choshech. But it was trapped, it was the yearning, it was imprisoned, it was a prison. When you learn Torah that's imprisoned, and you release it, then you have the Tzipia, and the Torah goes back to the Shoresh, and you have a Tzipia. But the day of Choshech, we have time to go over to you. And we have a Choshech, and we Bria, Yima Dregel Yainim, and I a bria is hecher yitzira. Lamek siv gabi choshech bria gabi oy yitzira. How can bria be an ahayim adrega and it's choshech lik and yitzira is oy? We know the malachim. Oyim yitzira is oyim malachim. Oyim bria is oyim neshamas of neshamas of klal yisrael. That's how we know that the yid's neshamas hecher via malach. Malach is yitzira and the yid is bria. What's the pshat? Is the malachim. They don't go into choshech. They have kulei clarity. So they have an oyer, yet's an oyer, they have always an oyer. But they're never imprisoned. But Yi down here in this oilam, he's imprisoned. But Imkia Klippa, prison, Vemga Klippa, in many that that Ohr that he's having is an Ohr that's Shaykh to Oilam Abriya, because it's an Ohr that's Shaykh to a Mordek Tzipiya. That's why it's Choshech. Of the Ohr inside the Choshech has a Mordek Tzipiya, and you can go much further with that Ohr. It's a Briya, it's Choshech, of it's Hechel and Yitzirach. Yiddish and Hashem is Hechel Yamalach. And Hashem is down here in the world, comes down here in the world, comes on Mamish into the Choshech, and the Yid looks after his Neshama, and he brings out his, the Briyas, brings out the Behiras of the Neshama. Also from the same Nekuda, right? What's awakening in the Neshama? It's not Shatlid and Shomek. Avada comes from a higher core. But what's the Ikan avoid? The Ikan, the Vort of the Neshama, of connecting to the Neshama, is the Neshama has his Pia. Neshama is yearning. Neshama is also in prison. Neshama is in prison down here in the Guth. Ner Hashem, Nishmas Odom, Ner Flickers, one wants to leave the altar. It's in prison. So a person that connects to his Neshama is a person that's connected to a yearning for a Shorish. Menachem is not a Bechim of Tzipia. They have the Or, they see the Or. Not Tzipia, but connecting to the Neshama. That's why the Baruch Shalom took the Neshama, and he pushed the Neshama right down into this world. And that Neshama is a Merdeka yearning. The person that connects to his Neshama, he connects to his Tzipia. The person has Tzipia, and then you take him out. That's the greatest Tainuk. He's waiting for this real time. And so Rabbi Kiva was Yaakov Avinu. He's going to explain that Yaakov Avinu is going to explain that the early morning, the cracks of dawn, that's when the Choshech is niskalel into the Or. That's the word of davening with nets. When you're davening, you're taking the Choshech, you find the Or that you found in the Choshech, you're niskalel in the Or. It's going to explain the end of the night is where the Choshech is niskalel into the Or. That's called Bekiyas the Or. Pasuk says Ozi Boka Kashacha Oirich. Chazal say that's Oisius Yaakov Avinu. Boka is Oisius Yaakov and Oisius Akiva. Shadiz Rebbe Kiva is that Yerner. The whole time he Masai Yavoi. He's a Bechina of the Choshech being a skull into the Or. So he's waiting. He lived the whole life in Tzipia. Tzipia for what? To be murdered or killed Shashem. For his Talkus. For his Talkus. He yearned all his life for his Talkus. That's why he was in such a great Madrigal. And that's why he came. He was a Ger. He was a Ben Gerim, which means that his neshama, says our Klippa, came from Edom. Kiva came from Edom. Kiva came from Edom. So his neshama was in a Zak Klippa. And when he was Megaya, he couldn't live. He couldn't live. He was mitzapa to go out already. Why? Because it was a bit like Mamish the same vault. It was a rescue from Tifa Tifa Klippa in Edom. Came from Edom. Came from a Zak Tifa Klippa. And when he became a Ger, he was born as a. When he was a Ger, he was when he hooked on. When he not hooked on to the Ruchnius. As I rescue, somebody was kept in the mamish, the boiling, and never got even the chashma krov, never got food. And from there, it's taken out straight to the crown and king. I can't take it. Don't show it. And the keeper was the imke klippers. Mamish the imke klippers. Mamish and Edom. Edom is the strongest clipper. And therefore, when he came out, he couldn't. Masai yaba yadin. Masai is waiting all his life. All his life, he was waiting. He was waiting when is he going to be able to be Moshe Nefesh. He couldn't wait to get back already. A tiny little key that the keeper had was a tiny little key that Adam Hazai can't satisfy, can't quench. Nothing can quench it. And that's Rebbe Kiva. And that's the word. That's why Rebbe Kiva is Torah Shabbal Peh. The Shoresh of Torah Shabbal Peh. Rebbe Kiva is Stim Toy. Gemara says in Megillah. In the Sanhedrin. Rebbe Kiva is Stim Toy. All stumps are all the Levi de Rebbe Kiva. Why? Torah Shabbal Peh is the Torah that starts with Imke HaKlippa. Starts in Bova. It's in Kula Levi de Rebbe Kiva. Aliyah to Akiva, Chesfam said, Aliba always is Alev. Aliba means Alev, Liboy. The Eish, the Brenedika Eish. So Tradiz Rakiva was the Nakuda who finds the Ur in the Tifas Choshech. So he gave Tosh Baal Peh that Koyach of going in and finding the Chosh, finding the Ur in the Tifas Choshech. Because that's exactly where Akiva traveled. And that's the koyach of Yaakov Avinu of Ozi Bokeh Kashacha Oirech. Rakiv is the one who brings the choshech, brings the laila into the yom, brings the chashchus into the morning. Bringing chashchus into the morning is bringing the tainu, bringing everything back. The oir is stuck in the choshech, bringing it back to oir boike. That's the dargo. That's the dargo of Yaakov Avinu.
He left also by the korban.
That's right. The laughter comes from Ozim Ozim Ol Yitzchak Pina. Go back to the Shoresh. Ozim Ol Yitzchak Pina. Pshat is he was holding as a Azach. He was holding at such a high level. Pshat is that he was ready into La'asid Lover. the tainuk that he had from kain mirov imkei haklipas. His truth is he was already oziman l'schaipin. He was already in the yenavel. He was already in the veltov. He was already being brought back. That's the vod. The tainuk he was having was a tainuk not shaykh in this world. He needed desperate to leave this. He wasn't as well. It's like taking somebody. It's like somebody living in olam haba for a bit, and then you ask him to go back to olam hazeh for a bit. He was kulay olam haba already. He was kulay the or boike. One of the Gemaras of Rabbi Kiva, it's a Gemara in the end of Brachas, it's a Gemara in Pesach. Or la ba'asa. Same thing as with Pesach. Or la ba'asa. Or means Laila. Or la ba'asa means Laila. That is the biru of taking the Laila into the or. That's how Pesach begins. Biru of taking the or. Why? Because it's the Yotzer Rechush Gadol. What did they take out from that? Took out from the old Mitzaytas. It was two Bechinas. There was a Bechina of the Rambam. The Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. There's a Bechina of Rechush Gadol. But that's already Kulay Briris. And they took the or and they made the or Laila into or Rechush. That night to be tis and shrine, mamish was dark. That light is Laila Kayem, Yoik Khashekha. That's the darga of Tarshabal Peh of the Rambam. And then Rabbi Kiva is at home the darga of Tarshabal Peh of Bechinas Babel. Those same Bechinas are Bechinas where he took the Choshech, found the Oir in the Choshech, and he took the Oir out of the Choshech and he brought it into Oir Aboike. That's a darga. That's a darga. That koyach we have. Otherwise, we'd get with Arabic. He would get stuck in Talmud Bavli. We'd get mavulgal in Talmud Bavli. Who can bring the yibokeh kashachay recha? Who can take b'machashakim hoshivani icha? That's Talmud Bavli. So who can take the oir out of the choshech? Kiva gave us that koyach. Kiva was in that darga where mamish was the olim hazadikin. Chalal olim hazadikin. That's a darga of the Yaakov Avinu. Darga of the last choshech. The last choshech of the laila is niskal into Or HaBoike.
The same thing at the end, they also bring in the Yom into the Laila.
Exactly. Yaakov instituted Maariv. Shabbos, when the Or becomes Laila, then the Avoida starts to find the Or. It's a different Avoida. In other words, when you go into the Laila, then the Avoida is that first initially you've got to find the Or. That's the Darag of Yaakov and Yosef also. The Darag of Yosef also. The Yaakov is Mesach and Arabis. Arabis is Tfilis Doch Behirus, Baruch Ato Hashem. It's Behirus. It's Shechin is Oymed Lefanecha. The Koyach to find the Oyer and the Choshech is also Baruch Mesach Yaakov. And then he brings it into the Skala, that Oyer that he finds. He's Mach, he's in the Skala into the Oyer. Okay. So when the Oyer becomes Choshech, that's the Darag of Yehi Oyer. You have to find the Oyer. The Boyke, that's the Darag of Vayehi. Brings you back to the aura that it was before. Achvel derech godla ma'asha yosem in oisa. Choshech goyrim tainuk. Choshech is goyrim the tainuk aura. Kashispa oid lamata. Choshech is goyrim the tainuk. Kayadua maim azoya. It's all about it's doing this nasis kizachis. Zayah Kodesh says, "Ta'ivti the chashoicha niskalala ben hoyer. Taiva of the chashoich is to be niskalal in the or." That's the word that we were saying. What's that? Taiva the chashoich. Taiva the chashoich means if you go into the chashoich, it teaches you you're going into olam ataiva. Why? Shabbos, because you're finding the oiras there that are mishtoikim. You're finding what do you find in the chashoich? You find shtokikus to get out of the chashoich. When it's kula oir, there's no shtokikus. So chashoich is the symbol of taiva, of the taiva to be niskalal into the or. Midas Agvura to Niskal into Midas Achesed. That's this week's parasha. That's the Akedah. Yitzchok had a Mordek Acheshek. Yelchu Shneim Yachtov. Yitzchok was Gvura. Gvura is Choshech. And he had a Taiba to Niskal into the Ora Boike. Avraham Avinu is Chesed. His Ora is Boike. Ragid Va Boike Chastecha. Avraham Avinu is the Boike Chastecha. Yitzchok Avinu is Midas Adin, Midas Agvura, which is the Chinez Laila. Yitzchok, Avraham bound Yitzchok. Yitzchok, so to speak, let himself. He came from Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Shtochikus, Bechinez Laila, Bechinez Din, to be Niskal in Avraham Avinu. Through the Maisa Akeda, why is the Maisa of Akeda always the Schus, that's Oymid the Netzach of God Israel? Because that's when the Gvuras went Niskal into the Chasodim. Any Midas Gvuras automatically Niskal into the Chasodim. That's the Horizon called Akeda Yitzchok. Akeda means he let himself be bound. He let himself be bound. Let himself be bound, that's on the occasion, because Shchitas Yitzchok. Keda, he wasn't bound by a string. Anybody can tie somebody else. And the vote of a Keda is that Yitzchak made himself bound. He made himself under control of Avraham Avinu, was on top of him. And that's the whole vote of a Keda. With the Gevurah is Niskal, with the Cheshach is Niskal into the Or. And Yitzchak had a Tzipia, had a Moinika Tzipia to be Niskal in the Or Boike of Avraham Avinu. That's why it's called Yitzchak. Tzchoik. Tzchoik is the same as Rebbe Kiva, as you said. Tzchoik is Osel Mal, Osel Ab Leman is Tzchoik Pi Boilem Azeh. Aber Yitzchak, Lashon Osel, Yitzchak. Yishmal was a Metzachik. Metzachik is, he looked at Olam Hazeh and the Taiv is, he lived in the Choshech and he was happy in the Choshech. There was no Tzipia. Aber Yitzchak was a Moedika Tzipia. And if he's called Yitzchak, he felt all the time there was a Psa. Going to be as a Psa'ah Tzchoik, and he wants to be in the Skal in that Tzchoik. And meanwhile, he was Midas Adin, which is Bechinas of Choshech. So by being the skull into the Ora Boike of Avram, is that's how he was in the skull into the Bechinas Tzchoik. So I'm just about to say maybe. Chenke Shemei Boike, Nichna La Choshech, Hoi Balayla, Benasa Boi, Benasa Kula Oire. Hello, Dikazam. Ubeshacha Meir Ma'at Ma'at. Ubeshacha in the morning starts slowly, slowly getting light. We saw the skull as a Choshech, Ma'at Ma'at was David, Bekal, the skull Boor. Slowly, slowly gets less dark and more light. What does less dark and more light mean? The Choshech is being the skull more and more into the Or. Where did it come from? Chemisha Yerosh, Vachakar Shaul Hashem, Ozot Tanuga, Behavda Mesalek al Hashem, who Oivil Betainug, Vachesha God, and Yosef in a Tzadik. Same word, who may be in a Tainug, Yosef, and Yishayah Bechoshech. And when he was in Bechoshech, there was a Tzipia. And there was a Tzipia, so when he comes out of Bechoshech, that's the greatest Tainug. Vachakar, Hekia Or, Mesalek, Ma'oid, Ve'ikwa Avoid, Ube Tainug. The Ikka Avoida is the Tainuk. It's mamish practical. People tell me they're asking, they're in fact learning in Halacha Chabur, this and that, they don't feel the Tainuk. They don't feel the Tainuk. Some people are cut out for that. Some people, that's their Mahalach. You know, so they're not looking for Tainuk. Some people, there's Avoida, it's like Poskim, always more Shaykh to Midas Adin. Poskim always look more Poskim and Din. Paskin and Din. Poskim, Halacha, the convention always Shaykh to Din. Din is the Hebechat time. Shepshat is the people who are learning a lot of Halacha. And they don't enjoy it. They're people who first have to have morning Seder, they have to learn the Iyun of the Sugya. And then they can bring it to Halacha Lamaisa. Because they have to go into the Choshech. And then, because they have their people with Tzipia. And then there they get the Tzipia, they get the Moedik Tzipia. And then in the afternoon they can plant it into the Tainuk. But Kule Halacha is only somebody who's Bechinas Talmud. Yerushalmi, or not somebody who's Bechinas Talmud.
So if you learn Halacha that way through the Iyun, it won't be Din?
That's right, it's Amtokas Adin. That's right, it's Amtokas Fakir. Harry, what Talmud? People in Bavel were more sharp, or the Yerushalmi were more sharp?
So why do you find the place can still. The real place can. Aren't the Minas Adin?
I don't really like that. There's different tachanas. Moshe Feinstein was the softest man in the world. I'm saying he was a person. He was mantik. He bought the chukka into the thing. The mamish asked such poitzach. My zalman was a Rosh Hashiva. He was a Rosh Hashiva, and he was also a moedika soft. A moedika. He wasn't like shindika soft. All these mices, the gentle mices, all mices of Shlom Zalman. Yet he was the poitzach adam. Shlom Zalman was a lamda. Shlom Zalman was a lamda. Lamda means that he went into and he came out of the Tainuk and he brought it into a halacha. You're allowed to give fry people, fry parents, so you're allowed to give them to eat in your house. They're not making a brocha, you machshel them. So Shlomo Zalman told Ramandelban told me, Shlomo Zalman told Ramandelban Avada, Chil Hashem is a deraisa. Brichas on the end is the Rabbanon. So if your parents come on a hot day in the Chilonim, they don't offer them a drink. Sorry, I can't have you a drink. Chil Hashem, Sinas Chinam, I can't remember what he said, Sinas Chinam, which is a deraisa. It's mamish a different nakuda. One's a tiny dika. Shlomo Zalman, I've never seen him, I spoke to him a few times. He's a man dika tiny dika mensch. You've seen pictures of him, he's mamish a azeda, like a. But that nakuda, and the mamish the same thing as Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein was mamish the most geschmacky yid. I know yid in the room. He said he was the most geschmacky yid. Mamish geschmack. That's the nakuda. Shall we say that a person's only in Lamdan, these people are usually filled. So, just a Lamdan who's only in the Shem Lamdan is usually slightly filled. Because he's got this, anybody who's got a Mordecai yearning goes wild. you put it in the shava, you put it, even if you give an eon shir, but it's all straight, and you put it, halacha l'maisa also doesn't necessarily have to mean halacha l'maisa, meaning that, you know, this is aisha paskin chayav apotem. Also halacha l'maisa means structure it, write it down, have it clear, bring it down from bilbil to clarity. I mean, that's halacha, that's halichas oila. It doesn't have to be that you're a poster. So if a person, let's say, he's got a vilda lamdan is going on in his head, and he sits down, and he puts it in, he breaks it down, and he breaks it down, and he breaks it down, until it's mamish, like, you know, you can hear it, like a shulchan aruch. And then, what's the most geshmakish here to hear? What, have you seen Dibros Moshe? Dibros Moshe, what does he do? He puts you in the first 20 questions he asks, he puts you in a terrible bilbo. Do you know what I mean? Puts you in a Mardika bilbul. Mamish breaks the whole sugi. You learn the sugi so hard, and he pulls it apart. Mamish pulls it apart, puts you in the greatest bilbul. And then you come out, you read the next 50 pages, and you come out with a shining behir. And then that's who he was. Chaim Shulevitz used to say, learn the kashas. Learn the Dibros Moshe, you can't spend 20, you know, you can't spend 20 years on the one simon of Dibros Moshe. He says, learn the kashas. He says, know how you could break up a sugya. How a person could feel attacked. There's so much, there's such a bilbil in the sugya. You should know that you haven't understood it. I say he was machanach people to learn the kashas of Dibros Moshe. Das ist mein, das verstanden, the sugya. Learn Dibros Moshe. So that was Ramosha. So he had the whole time. He went into the choshech. He broke the whole sugya. That's it. It's kulo choshech. No behiras here whatsoever. And then, after breaking through the choshech, what did he find? He found the oira behiras. And then he built it. And then he put it all together again. And that's the time. He was mamish taka or gishmakiyit. He was known to be a very gishmakiyit. Because he lived in the time. He put himself in jail and he released himself. Ki maybe not tiny is and shave a khoshe fa khaka khike or am sanig moy de ka boydo be tiny de ka boydo zn tiny ki dikse ibn sasha be simcha fa khade kazakh de ka boydo be tiny ye ik ha void des betaine de geime wakker spalle chuva im de ke heim lo sigo taine kol kach void naselem shas doines nas gezoch is means probably tzadikin gemurim lo sigo taine kol kach Das Dein ist ein Nasser gesagt, hier ist gesetzt, der Heuschach, wie eine Skala in der Eure, wenn ich nicht knall den bei Eure, kann man wohl am Eile. Hell die gesagt, na, was ist jetzt noch fair? So, somebody wasn't solche zu do a Veres. So, das war ein Nebuch. So, that says, with them is in Tzadik Boretz, as she has a Tövele Echt. Tache, why does it have to be in Tzadik Boretz, as she has a Tövele Echt, if I was? Why can't we be good? And there it is, because Ayidus to serve Hashem B'tainuk. So it has to be your Ayidus in life. You can have culture, you can last his tshuva. When you cry about the tshuva, everybody has to have a taste of becoming about tshuva. And the same Vibriyas Ayoyim, Kodma Erev Laboike. Vibriyas Ayoyim is Kodma Erev Laboike. The Erev Laboike. Tzarech Leis Yisra Na'orim Nachoshach. Shneim Yachad Nikro Yoyim Echad.
Back to the
Yom's first, because
you have to have
the. That's right. Otherwise, you don't appreciate the Yom. Otherwise, the Yom is just kind of Yom. It's not a time of the Ka'or. It's when Yom's off. The morning starts from the morning. But by Yidin, the day starts from the night. The day is a hachana for the Yom. Day is Tainuk. What do you mean day is Tainuk? Find the Or and then have Tainuk. First has to be by Yehara, then has to be by Boike. Tell the Kazakh. In the oil matikun, it's not going to be like that. The oil mavitza, chayim. This other mishmas was created by Laila. That's why in the Beis Hamikdash, Laila before didn't belong to the today. By Kachim, Laila is the yom, and then after it's the Laila. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's vayera vayvoike. In the Beis Hamikdash, vayvoike vayera. Nechol and shnei yomim laila echad. Nachol and Laila. The night doesn't start from before. The Samigdo I coach him starts Yoim and then Laila. That's the Oilam Atikun. That's the Oilam Leitzachayim. That's the way he or. That's the way Adam Rishon was. It's cooler or. After you went. After eating the Leitzadah, starts finding the or in the Choshek. And I saw Suga Voida. In Oilam Habo, Oilam Habo is the Oilam Atayna. So you have to go through Choshek and Oilam Habo. Oilam Habo is. My Ora Hamako Elvona. My Ora Hamako Shibasim Yabrech, my Nizel, there's no Chayshak Islam. There is Yom. That starts with Yom. In Olam Hazeh, the Taka Goyim start from the Yom, because they don't know what they're them. They look at Olam Hazeh as being the Ikka. But the Yidin start from Choshech in Olam Hazeh. That's why the Kachim, it starts that way. The world starts the other. It's called the Kazakh. Fine the host ksev. Zape khala an so fer yachad af shem kabel geis der was shikhim no kabel geis mit dem shiach. Ha kabel an shomes. Shom ha kabel an. Ah, wow, wow. Hal de kazakh. Zed is kasher. No, I'm saying the words had this kasher. Oh, zape khala an so fer bruach. Everyone's going to become gay. Let me come. Gain in this Mashiach. So Tal deGezach. So he explains the Shamas should not flow by Imkei Klippas. The Chiddush and the Shamas. They'll never they come back for Safi Echad Ruachas. They're taken out of jail. Yesh Bomen Tzaisa Kedusha. He's Barav. He's Lavda. He's also Tabu Kedusha. Tal deGezach. Oba Imkei Kabel Gain in this Mashiach. If somebody's called completely Chashchus, they have no mitzvah of Yiddish and Shalom. Bechlal. About the Imkei Kabel Gain in this Mashiach. Right? They belong to. They belong to Olam Hazeh. There's no Olam Hazeh anymore. That's the end of them. Over this. Epech Amim means Ziden there. Ziden there trapped there. No Ziden Taka will come out. Just imagine the Tainuk. Shomas that are stuck for, I don't know, 1,000 years in Goyim. When Mashiach comes, they are taken out. Being in jail, serving a jail sentence for 1,000 years, and then going free. The Zeo Indian. Shalafa'am, that's the whole God, it's the whole Ankus of the whole Indian of Ebed Divri. Just learned in Kiddushin. And I'm saying, whole God of Ebed Divri is what's the vote that proper Yid, he becomes an Ebed Divri for a few years. You give him Shifcha Kananis. You give him Shifcha Kananis. Shka Ebed Kanani. Talk about a Yid. And the Olin wants more Avodim. So he wants to be Mizabeg a Yid with a Shifcha Kananis to have children. So they should have more Avodim. Everyone, Svam Gdesh will say, well, those 6 years, the Kanega, the 6 years, the Mech Rabbi says, 6 years of Olam Hazeh. You know, 6 years of Olam Hazeh. That's why Bashvi is Yetzi B'chashi Chinom. Shvi is Olam Hashvi. Olam Hashvi is Yetzi L'chashi Chinom. So Pshat is that a Yid is put down into this world. He's put into the Klippah. He's put into Emek HaKlippah. So what? So that? Yishtab America Yoni to come back to Kedush. Person, Eved who sold, what does he have to do then when he's an Eved? He has to feel he's in prison. He has to feel a terrible Emek HaKlippah. It's to feel the Imkei HaKlippah, it's to feel the Goy Shevelt, it's to feel the Imkei HaKlippah. Every neshama down here is marrying Shifcha Kananis. Olam Hazeh is the Olam of Shifcha Kananis. A Yid and a Halal neshama is put down here. What's it supposed to do? It's supposed to yearn. So it's supposed to yearn to get out of here. It's an Eved Ivri is put down over here in order to into the Choshech, in order to marry the Kayyan, to get out of here. And what does he say after the sixth year?
So we give it to him.
That's right. That's what every Yid is doing. It's a zivug with a goy. So this is Esav's Olam. We come in here. It's a zivug with Esav's Olam with a Shifcha Kananis. And what Nebuch does a Yid do? He says, "Ahavti is Ishti, Ahavti is Adoini, Lo Yitze." That's the pagam. That's a terrible pagam. Where you put into this world, one attack a person is double to Olam Hazeh, comes time to go, doesn't want to leave Olam Hazeh, is used to Olam Hazeh by the time. So after you see, after you go, a person should feel you're desperate to get out. So what do you do with him? So you make a hole in his ear. Oizen Zu, Shoshama Bahasinai. Hasinai was Oizen Makhuz, the Paschal Zumasa. Paschal Zumasa means that's what all the Yidin felt. Niyamati Elokimatem. All Yidin became Kula Elokus. All Yidin became Kula Elokus. How's it supposed to feel? That's the time in your feeling. After all being in the Choshech, you're supposed to feel b'chlal a different time. You're supposed to go into the Choshech and come out with Halichas Oilam, Altik Halichas, El Halachas. That's why it's the first parasha, Be'ela Mishpatim, Ashtasim Lefneim. Mishpatim, Ashtasim Lefneim is Shulchan Aruch, Asim Lefanam Kushulchan Aruch. You want to know proper Halacha? You first go into the Amkus HaKub. Come in Eved. And then Yisra Nachach, Arim Nach Ish Nachach min Asichus. That's why the greatest Chachm is Dafke Faket and the greatest Bilbo. Right? The Oritzim Shiach Kim Shviyasin Medina Mamanus, Medina Nazokin. Medina Mamanus is the best Bilbo, it's the best Chashchus, it's the hardest Sugyas, the greatest Chashchus. But then when you come out of there, then you come out with the greatest Yisra in the Oyer. First you got to go down into the Chashmas, into the Chashakim Yeshivani, Eile Talmud Bavli. You got to go into that. And then you can come out, and then you can come out with Chinas Olam.
So how can the Torah allow them to say it's like a better? It's a Torah Zach.
But the Pshat is there's a tikva for this era, and that tikva is a tikva of Yovel. Alma de Yovel. See, Pshat is that this era went into a world of Bilbo. That's why it says Alma Bef Avda Befkeir Nichelu. Why is Avda Befkeir Nichelu? Right? What's Avda Befkeir Nichelu? Why is it Hefka? Faket, he's an Eved. He's got a Beyoda. The person is a Hefka when he's not an Eved. When he's an Eved, that's Hefka. The Pshat is because he's allowed to. The Rashi says he's allowed to marry Shevcha Kanani. What's it? Hefkeir? Hefka is Bilbo. Hefka means there's no Seder. The country's in Hefka means there's no Seder. So Pshat is that Eved is put into the Olam Bilbul, and he likes the Bilbul. He's supposed to yearn to come out. He doesn't yearn to come out, even if you push him out. He hasn't done his duty. He's supposed to put him into the Choshech in order that the Amke HaKlipa should give him a Mardika Chukka to go out. Then he's ready to go out. Mishatach, Be'erev Shabbos, you worked. You had chukkas for Shabbos, you echal for Shabbos. So this Eved, he says, "Ahavti sishti, ahavti sadoinus." What's the point of letting him? Is he going to have that Yisra when he goes out? Put him into the Choshech, so that should be a Yisra no oil. He won't have the Yisra because he's not yearning to go out. He's yearning to stay. So you have to leave him for Yovel. Yovel is Alma de Cheres. Yovel is Alma de Cheres. Yovel is the Chamishin. That's where the Taina guy. That's where the Taina got Tmidi. That's where the Moed of Taina. That nobody can surpass. Nobody can surpass. And that is such a darg of Olam Acheres. It's Olam Haba. Olam Yovel is the Olam of Olam Haba. Olam of Olam Haba. The Emes de Katayinu. Because then he'll be Mishtaikik to God as well. But to send him out without a Tainuk, he's done nothing. He married the Shifka Kananis for so many years. He lived for Amkei Klipa, and he's not even going out with anything. Nothing's going to happen to such a person. You have to wait until he's Margish the Yovel coming, and then he'll have the Chukka to go out. Then Taki, you're not allowed to keep him in. And then the others like drag him out. That's the whole amkus. That's the same thing. Bechina be'elam shpatim ashtos in the flame. Halacha halichas oylemoi. The mystic halichas is go down to the machashakim eshivani, and then eventually you'll be v'shviz yitzil achavshi. So the Al Neshamas that are stuck by the goyim, they're yearning to come out. Zeh einin shelefam oisim eizet toivin yisroel yaridei nitzaitz ha-kedusha sheichem behem. Through the nitzitz ha-kedusha sheichem, k'sheizim ha-toivim mis'ala ha-nitzitz. The nitzitz is mis'ala. Nidbak kedusha yitzim in, it's a pelde gezach. Sometimes you can rescue a nitzitz by doing a toivin. Your goy does a toivin to Yid, he's giving the Yid the Neshama he's carrying. They're the Choshech, and the Yidin are sent to live amongst the Goyim as the beginning of the Or going into the Choshech. Hachanisham is Shnis Avram Noflu Behem, is Alu, is Davka Be'or, is Achtos Kamaim Apostle, as Abach Likra Kulam B'Shem Am Yuchot, is Zeo Vayer by Voike Yom Echot, it's the beginning of Achtos, Ki Egiwas, the Mokim of Achtos, Ki Shishubu, Kulam El Hashem. It's a Pelbi Gizach, but Achtos is so important. Kolzman, if Hepper, the confusion only comes when you don't know what to do. You've got a Zatzad. So then you're confused what to do. Right? So that's the Olam of Ribui, the Alma de Pruda. The Olam Haz is the Alma de Pruda. Right? Because you're not sure whether this is the Mahalach or this is the Mahalach. Everything's confusion. One day you want the keys, next day you want Ian. Find the Teva of Olam Haz is to take even an Adam Aruchni and give him the Bilbulim. He's got the Bilbulim which Taiva to do, and he's got the Bilbulim. And there's no clarity. Achtos is the Hepach. Achtos is clear clarity. It's Echad, there's only one, there's nothing. So that's why the importance of Beis Hamikdash could be destroyed. Achman Islam, because of sin is chinam. Means you didn't see, if you didn't see the Achdus, it's because you're living in the Emkei HaKlipa. The whole vote of the Beis Hamikdash was to see the Achdus, to see the Eben Ashsia, the Shoyrish, and Mishan, Yushtas, Kaloinam. We went back to the Achdus, to the Achdus, and the Achdus of Echad. Only a person who's Shaykh to Echad, he can bring the Choshech into the Or. Laila Choshech of Bilbil is as many. Halicha is Oilam Lo, you have to make halacha. What's halacha? Halacha is a hachra. Hachra means you take away the building. So Beis Hamikdash is there. There's only one, there's no ribbi of people there. It's all one, it's all one kinesis. It's all one. It's going to be sinas chinam. means it's still in the bilbil v'olam hazeh. It's the Beis Hamikdash doing it. Beis Hamikdash is shtik olam haba that comes down to this world. Sinas chinam means that b'chlal not getting any hashpah b'chlal. Forget. Beis Hamikdash should be something that should have sucked them all in. Shtach v'lekei lechad, oich l'machal lechad, and Rashi mezeis avrochad. Sinas chinam can destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Yaakov Avinu, we said, was ozi bokek shachoyirich. Yaakov Avinu, right, 12 Shvatim, and Yaakov is 13 is Gematria Echot. Right? Chazal say that Al Yaakov is the Bechinus, Aleph of the Echot, the Ches of the Bnei Rachel and Leah, and the four Shvachis, Bnei Ashvachis, that was the Bechin of Echot. The Bechin of Echot takes out of the Bilbil, takes out of the Klippah, takes out of the Alma de Ribui, and brings it into the Alma of Achtus. That was Yaakov, we know, as Yiboka, Keshacha, Erech. That was the Beis Hamikdash, and that's after you get back to the Or. So then you reach the Mokam Achtus, Kishiyushuva Kulam Hashem. Ve'inyan Ketorah Emeres Ani Bina. So Leim Hashem Torah Nikrachiras. Like Chazal Darshan Inachom Ben Chayim Mishoisik Ketorah. Ki Bina Nikra Alma Dechiras. Bina is the Alma Dechiras. Shunun Shari Bina Him. Ve'yivelu Achamishem Shazu Achiras. That's what Torah can do to a person, right? Bechinas Torah is the halicha. Torah can bring a person to the halicha where there's only one path, he knows his way. Yevelu achamishim, sh'ozu achayrus. He no more kazal uchalim, skarim b'skir achas tov, and he's going back to Rosh Hashanah. He began with many pages ago, many weeks ago. But that's the vote. The vote is that Torah is a chayrus, because Torah takes you out of bilbil. Olam hazeh is bilbil, right? That's why it's the b'shvil ha-Torah, the halicha is olam, right? Torah can take a person out. He sees all around him. He sees Azazot Zach, Azazot Zach, Azazot Zach. He sees Torah. He sees Echad. So a person has to learn Torah Lishma, like you said earlier, without Pinyas. So then, everything about him is Torah. His halicha is a Torah. His learning is Torah. His Chol Derechecha De'eir is Torah. Everything is Torah. Torah is only one. A person who lives two lives, life with Torah and life with something else, hasn't started Torah yet. Torah either takes over a person completely, or Torah has no impact on a person. Torah is only one. It can't be a ribu. It's all got to be a kavecha that has an impact on him and everything he's doing. That's the b'chin of Torah. That's why Torah is important. Torah is called halichas ayin. Halichas means this is who he is. This is where he's going. Everything yashar. Torah has an impact in his life. Ramachivorim, Ramachim Sisetse, Shusar Gidim, Shusar Mitzloisase. Torah is all encompassing. Every chelik, everything he's doing is part of that one kav of Torah. As Pshat Rosh Hashanah, Kulan Skar and Beskir Achas. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Leida Sadam Rishon. Our Yom Leida Sadam Rishon is there's only one. All in the Shamas, everything was put in one. Kveistki is Shoifish and Kulam Shavim Belay and Nefesh of Hashem and Kedixiv and Mitoka and Shoifi and Eve and Amla Yechud and Bitmi and Vada Kom Yishu Bechlal Yisrael Yechud and Yoshu Bechuvah and Kulam is Alam Makam Atshuvah and Makam Atshuvah is Alam Vecheres and that's what Mevim Kol Masayim Shemaal Kolam Maisim and Abina Shoshamo Oilam Achtis. Right, the matter is, this is the Masiya. Asiya is Koyach Veitzi Miyadi Asiya is Chai. That. The Masiya is the Oilam Ribui. The Maven El Kol Masayim is all the Maisim got to the Bechin of Bina, which is the Oilam Achtus. Kilomatic Seva Mishami Parit. Voyu La Abba Roshi. Leaving Gan Eden, you go straight into Pirit. In Gan Eden, Abba Shom Mokam Achtus, Vachim Skar Maskir Achas. Skar Maskir Achas means is a vod, a vodshlam is looking at the whole, he's looking at Adam Rish Lefin Achet, he's looking at this Nisham is in its place. And this, when everybody does tshuva, they go back to their Mokam. Right? This person was in Adam Rish, he goes there, and this person goes there. Skir Achas means, it's a Moedek Alemet Tzchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us the way we're supposed to be and the way we were, with Adam Rish Lefin Achet. When everybody's a Koyla, a Koyma, a Yov, a Bishalam. That's a Kulin Skar Maskir Skir Achas on Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Leida Zodam Rishon. That's the Bechin, that's what Tkiya Shefi does. And that's, we said, Akeda was the Iskalas. Akeda was the Iskalas of all the Gvuras, of all the Midas Adinim being the Iskal back into thing. And all Shefi comes from the Isle. The whole Midas Shefi is Maskir the Isle, meaning Isle Acha. And the whole shayfa is masked that inyan, because when the gvura, the choshech, there's a skull into the or, that's the whole choshech of the whole world, the whole layla, the whole world is a skull back to its shayrish. That's exactly what he says what shayfa is doing. So the isle of the Akedah is the shayfa that awakens everybody and brings them back, brings the choshech of Bilbulim, and brings them back all into the place, which is the Bechina of Orabayke. So Yashkim Avram Baboyke. This is going to bring the whole Choshech back to the boyke. That's Shabbat. Yashkim. Yashkim means Mamish. He took the Choshech, then he got up Mamish, the end of the Choshech, the beginning of the Or, boyke, and he managed to bring all the Choshech, which is Bechinas Yitzchok, and scull it into the Or. And then it's Kulan Iskorim Biskir Achas. And that's the Shoifah, that's Mamish, what Mamish what Hashem does. How would it be done? Mora says in Hedron that Le'ev Laila El Shinta, Laila is created for sleeping. Sleeping, as Rambam says, what's the mitzvah to Kiyah Shofar? Ur Yishena. Yishena means that's the bechina of Laila. Laila is the bechina of Bilbil. Bilbil is the bechina where everybody's sleeping. What's the problem? You're sleeping. You're sleeping, you're not controlled. There's no kav. There's no kav when the person's sleeping. Right? It's dreams of Narishkeit, he dreams of every dream of Havala Volam in it. It's a Vildezach. Uri Shein Mishkanasim. Shat is the Tkiya Shreva takes you out of Laila, brings you into the Ora Boike. At night, there can be Seder. Light is Bilbo. What's that night is Bilbo? Right? Switch your light off in the room. Everything is in its place. If you walk from one end of the room, you'll trip over everything. You'll make a big Bilbo. Night, by definition, is Bilbo. Im Seder, make Seder into Bilbo. You have an Or, so Or puts everything out. Kolam, Kolam, Yodam, Shalom. You know, to go here and to go there. Or in Shayim Mishkanaschem means the person sleeping. The person sleeping is living in the Olam HaBilbul. Ki Shofar wakes him up. Wakes him up means takes him out of the Olam HaBilbul and brings him back to his Shayim. That's Ki Shofar, and that's what Avraham Avinu did. He took the whole Laila, which is represented by Yitzchok, which is Mechines Midas Adin, and he was in the skull led back into Olam HaBilbul. Yaakov was mashlim that avoida as Yiboka Kshacha Oirich. He's mashlim avoida of Avram and Yitzchok. There's Avram, there's Yitzchok, and then the avoida of Avram together with Yitzchok was to bring out a Yiboka Kshacha Oirich, to bring out a Yaakov, to bring the final chashchas into the Oir HaBoike. And then it's Niskoran, Niskir Achas. Zeu Atim Ritzovim Ayim Kulchem, Ayim Rosh Hashanah. Slim Shatonis of Eitzim Chavitzim Atim Lias Lacha Matzav Tkuma B'Yom Rosh Hashanah Haz Tiru Shatis Achti. If you want to have a Matzav and a Tkuma for Rosh Hashanah, then you need Achtis. Shasachtu Kulam Hashaychim Kol Yish Yisrael Slim Yish Kulam Yirak Yish Echad Kish Yisrael Echad Shush at the Kamsa Lamakam Achtis Shasham Niskarim Niskir Achtis. In Shemayim everything is Echad. Eish Shemayim is together. Eish Shemayim is together. There are Flagal Moshe also had a Mardik Achtis. Hei Kolar Tzafa Achtis. What were they trying to do? They wanted to bring the Olam HaPirud and make a bilbil up there. They knew that the password, the credit card to get into Shemayim, is everything there is Al Makoyim Ayom HaShalom. The Shemayim and the skull is together. There's no Pirud up there. So they decided that they were going to be Ba'achtis. That's how they'll get up to Shemayim. And then they'll spread the Pirud of Olam HaZeh down there. So what was the Midah Keneged Midah? The Ben Shalom was disposed to him. In other words, they did the opposite. They did the opposite of what's supposed to be taken. What's Bavel supposed to do? Bavel is the Shoresh of Talmud Bavli. That's where they were, Eretz Shinah. What's Bavel supposed to do? Supposed to take a Pirut and Taka make it into the Emstik Achtis. So they felt they had this Koichas of Achtis. They used a Falcha Achtis. They used an Achtis to make more Pirut. Instead of taking the Pirut, which is a Chasarin, and make it into Achtis, they wanted to spread the Pirut. So they made a Falcha Achtis. The Ben Shalom says, no, you better go back to Pirut. And therefore he was Mufazalim all over the place. And Yidin came into Bavel, then they made a Talmud Bavli. Then they made the Hizkalas. Then they took the Oiris, took all the Oiris out. They took the Bilbil of Cheshach and the Cheshach and Shimani and brought it back. That's Rabbi Kiva, Talmud Bavli. Came from all these clippers and he brought them all back to the Shoresh. So that's the importance of being Ba'achtis. The importance of being Ba'achtis is that we're more Beskir Achas. When a person is more Beskir Achas, so then the Ben Shalom sees the master plan. We discussed once, everything is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. That's the Bechina Beskir Achas. When everything is part of the Ben Shalom's plan, so then on a very deeper level, even the Choshech has a pshat. Everything's part of the plan. And the bunch looks at the Beskir Achas and the Choshech also has a pshat. So pshat is if a person wants to be, one person, Kaiser wants to be Oyim B'din. Hi, we all know we've done affairs. So if you're all Beskir Achas, the bunch sees also that as being part of the master plan. And then there's a Mechila B'Slicha. Oh, and there's no master plan, so then the Choshech is Choshech, the Or is Or, one the Choshech and the Or are two opposites. So then the bunch is done in the Choshech, and he's done in the Or. There's no scholarless. If Klal Yisrael is Achi together, then it's Miskir Achas. If it's Miskir Achas, then it's Mizgale and the choyish chateicha pshat in the or. It's a skull in the or. It's also got a pshat in the or. The Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't punish for the choyish. The choyish is always a bechina of the boker kashach oyich. It's Yaakov Inu with the shvatim, 13, the matri echot. He bought all the chashkas and everything, and he made a pshat out of it. He made a pshat out of everything. He was a bechina, so he made a pshat out of everything. Together they, he will call Yisrael to a matzah, where after Bisha Chata Yisrael, the mother is a cheshbon, is a cheshbon, is a cheshbon. Well, to be ma'ayr, that nekuda, klayis shav to be ma'achtis. When ma'achtis, then we'll never say chetu in the chemiski achas. In Bissam English, when we went ma'achtis, because in the Rebbeinu Shlomo looked at all that various separate, so, when she's lom alim reib zivcheichem, what do we need? It's a kapara, you want to make up something. An aliyah out of the chashkes? What is the korban? You know what I mean? An aliyah out of the chashkes? Tshuva, aliyah out of the chashkes is sin is chinam. In the sin is chinam, you can't put chashkes with oir together. You can't put chashkes with oir together. Either it's chayshach or it's oir. So lom alim reib zivcheichem. You don't get kapara by doing that there. It's still the sin is chinam, and it's done separately. That was the darko of Yaakovino. Yaakovino was cool. He was cool. He was scholarless, fakir. It's all one. Yaakovino ran and built the Mishkan. He took, schlepped Arozim down to Mitzrayim. So Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael would go out to be able to build the Mishkan. Yaakovino was Klal Yisrael with the Dalit, with the Golem. Klal Yisrael. Yaakovino set Klal Yisrael as an Am Echad. He set Klal Yisrael as an Am Echad. The Echad of Yaakovino set Klal Yisrael as an Am Echad. And that's the schus, and that's why we have to keep the achtus. To be zeicher, to be miskalel, and all the choyshech should be miskalel into the orange, should be misbar, the skira achas. That's the shit. Shkoyach, to be kassim. After that, the tikkun's done. After that, sorrow was nifter. After that, kedah, sorrow was nifter. After that, his baras, the choshech was niskal in the or. The choshech niskal in the or, there's no point in the neshama staying down here anymore. The neshama sent down to Imrika Klippers, to Yan. Avram binding Yitzchok, because that was niskal, that took the gvura, the chashchus of Olam Hazeh, back into the or. Back into the or means that the neshama cannot leave the goof. Neshama cannot leave the goof. Sarah had the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh. She got a go ahead. And that's the hemshech, that's why Yiwach and Sarah. It's the dark of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was carrying with him all the choshech. But Yitzchak was called Yitzchak. He was reminding Klal Yisrael about all the choshech as a cheshbon. It's going to be the skull and the chesed. It's going to be the zbara. When everything's done with skirachas, it's going to be the zbara. Everything was kulei, kulei, v'rei rachamim, v'rei chasodim, v'rei chasodim, v'rei chasodim, v'rei chasodim, תחילה עולה במחשוב, ועדים רצועי לא ממין הזדים, ממין הזדים, אז חושך, ואיבש את זה, ובן שלנו, says, to get the אמסטיקה, the נשומה should have a, נשומה של המעליה, it's got to be a בחינס מין הזדים, it's got to be a חשכס. Because the נשומה goes down, it increases its תשוקה, and increases its תשוקה, then it goes even higher. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to create the world with midas adin, that there should be chashkas, there should be tzimtzum, that the neshama should have more tzipia, and the neshama has more tzipia, that's the aliyah for neshama, so it's part of Olam Chesed Yibonah. The binyan Olam is by making shalom. Tamid HaChomim, ma'abrim shalom b'olam. Altik Rabbeinu Eichel Abayna, Echdeh Abayna Olam. Because Tamid HaChomim go into the Imkei HaKlippa, they argue, they fight, ותחיל הסוינים זה זה, אחר כך נעשו אוהבים זה זה. That word, תחיל הסוינים, אחר כך נעשו אוהבים, they go to the Amkes HaKlippa, they go to the Tzimtzum, they go to the Din. What was the first minute of Din? The first minute of Din in the Bria was period. When? Biyam Sheini. Right? The first day was connected by Yor, it's connected by Avraham Avinu, Chesed. The second day was Gevura. And what happened the second day? Vayavdel bin Hamayim Hashem Al Rakiya, bin Hamayim Hashem Tachas Rakiya. That was period already. The second day was period. And which day was that? That was Minas Adin. Minas Adin makes period. And that's the Indians. These Chachomim, Tchil HaSoinim, they were fighting with Minas Adin. Abba, when they found the Or in there, Achakach Nasu Oivim Zerazah. They liked each other much more than before. They loved each other much more than before. And that's called Boinei Oilam. That's the Boinei Oilam. Tchilar Machshav Oilam in the Sadin. And when they bring it back to the Darag of Oilam Chesed Yibona, that's the Steiging of the Neshama. He went down into the Tzimtzum, went down into the Pirat, and he went up into the Achtis. So there's a Nyanim of Manim of Toilin, and Nyanim of making the chacham is beriru. Avodah chacham is beriru. The chacham is beriru. It says the berurim of tov and ra. That's the ikar inyan of chacham. So v'am is the ikar and taka the hanam tzadik says the etzadas is torah shabal peh and the etzachaim is torah shabal tzav. It's not machloek as chas v'shalom and torah shabal tzav. Torah shabal peh. But like you say, the ikar tainig and tayer is about the talmud bafe, more than talmud yushalmi. There was zeichet to the aliches ha'ayim. There was zeichet to halacha. There was zeichet to ne'imus. There was no fighting. There was no period. Noichen zeh, noichen zeh, noichen zeh, noichen
zeh. I feel that where we told me on Kesef Shtayim and Bia.
Yeah.
That's why every Ruby's in condition, because you have to have the ketupin.
You have to have ketupin, mamish. Already got that, yeah, yeah.
Which shot every Ruby's in condition?
Kedushin, yeah, yeah.
So Nikhtin, the Kesef, say them.
Yeah, yeah. It's very really nice. And the shamans are every divri is down here. And we have to have kisuf in Mardi. Mardi. He's trying to, the clip is trying to keep out chukka to for chukka's al maza. Mardi, it's hafti, it's adoini, it's ishti, this and that. It's Mardi ke bilbul. But Hashem puts us through the bilbul. Why? Because we had a mishpatim. It must be mevar and come out, then you have a mishpatim. Oh, it's Mardi. There's no mikzas in Kiddusha. In Kiddusha there's no mikzas. In other words, mikzas means ashtikel azoy or ashtikel azoy. In Kiddusha, in Dabashi Kiddusha pachas me asoro. Right? The sorrow is number one. It's not mixed. It's all one. Kedusha is in a pashtop Kedusha Bekul. Kedusha is no period. Kedusha is a bechina of a keret. Kedusha is a bechina where you give a bit, and the general around him is clipped, and you give a bit for keret. Gives him his yearning, gives him his wanting to push off. It's pashtus. It's his pashtus. You give a bit, and it's pashtus. That's what Kedusha is all about. Little nitzitz put down here in this world, and with a yearning, and it's a pia, and it breaks through, and it becomes a spashtus, and it's that's a bechina pashta kedusha bekula. As the Rebbeinu Shlom is waiting, b'malach waiting, it's kol ha'oris, amen, amen. Always, when you put something, you give something a bit, all around him it's not. So he pushes out, it's more koyach. That's the darg of pashta kedusha bekula. Kedusha is a choy lechatzoyim, it's the vote. There can't be a mixer. A mixer is a heen, a mixer is a head, that's period. Pashta Kedusha Bekula, that's the achdus. Pashta Kedusha Bekula, that's the mechina of achdus. As my dick of all, what you're saying, Kesav Ikav Kedusha, that's the Ikav and Evet. My dick. Yeah, I think I was talking my dick of all. Sure, by the time you finish, Pesach is Kedusha, and I'm more myself.